flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
92.5 WBE. Well, according to TJ, there's two people in the world. Those that pull into the parking space and those who back into the parking space. On the text line, at home, I back in my garage. So then at AM, I just pull out. It's easier. Yeah. It's that whole getaway thing. I think it's an emergency thing. I'm telling you, it's the zombie movies. We need to get away quick, or the spy movies. But they say at the store, oh, by the way, this is Chris with a K. I pull through. You ever go around?
Oh, that's the best when you can get a pull-through spot.
Pull-through spot. That's what she says.
Oh, that's like the best of both worlds, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, look at this. It's like they knew I was coming. Awesome. No, I do love that. It makes you feel good. It's the little things in life, right?
Yes, it is.
It's the little things that make your day. You're like, yes, I can do this today. Well, we're just not taught in driving education programs here that backing in is a thing. But AAA... other people who are teaching defensive driving are like, yes, backing into a parking spot is safer. News to me, had no idea. This one, a texter saying, I'm a teacher at the Rochester City School District. We've been told we should back into certain spaces in the case the Kia boys decide to try and hijack us. We can get in our car and take off quicker.
Wow. That's a huge statement. It's the getaway. I told you. Emergencies.
You're trying to go to work to teach this city kids to teach. You went to school to teach children, to mold their minds, to make them better people. And you got to back your car in case you get carjacked.
Sad.
So you can get in your car and get out quicker.
Can
you imagine having to go to work every day and being like, oh, I got to back in for my safety. That's nuts. That's crazy to me.
Come on, we could do better. Let's go, Rochester. Come on, we could do better for sure. We love getting you close to your favorite country artists at Lee Bryson Kodak Center. Thank you to the Kodak Center staff. Oh, such a great show and performance, and hearing the stories from Lee on Friday night. That Crazy Girl song was a big part of his life.
It was, and he sang it. He did perform it because I remember going, well, wait a minute. He doesn't sing this song. This is Eli Young Band. And then, of course, he told us about how he wrote it and how it was the mailbox money. You know, if you hear that a lot, mailbox money, they write these songs and then they just, you know, get paid.
Yeah, he said before this song, he couldn't put cheese on his burger.
That's right.
This is his cheese on his burger song. It was after Crazy Girl. He finally had enough money. He was like, throw some cheese on that.
There you go. Many country artists make a living just writing songs for others. They get that publishing rights. And yeah, it's called mailbox money. They get a check in the mail because how many times it's played on the radio and stuff.
Don't have to go on the road.
Yeah. So
don't have to get out of your pajama bottoms, I guess, if you're a great songwriter. Exactly. You just sit there and collect the money, right?
When did you know you made it in the world? Good profession, you're starting to provide for your family more. Did you use that term? I finally had enough money to put cheese on the burger. What kind of term did you use? You can visualize that.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's so amazing. You know, you're shopping at a grocery store. You're like, we can get the cheese now. Get the slice. What, cheddar, Swiss, provolone. What are we going to get? How about you? It's 92.5 WBEE. Is that because of the groundhogs, what they saw? Because Phil, who throws the biggest party, everybody knows Phil, he's not that accurate.
He's at a 35% accuracy rate.
And he says it's going to be a longer winter.
Mm-hmm.
Staten Island Chuck, who you told us about on Friday,
yeah,
he is 85%. He said early spring. So I'm going Team Chuck all the way. Team Chuck all the
way.
I
guess whatever you want. Whatever team you want to gravitate to.
Well, there's like 17, 18, 20, 20. We keep finding out more and more groundhogs are out there.
Huh.
Like one of our good friends in the morning, Alan, said, you guys didn't even talk about Buffalo Bert. They've been doing that 12 years at Irish pub up there.
Buffalo Bert.
Buffalo Bert.
What do you mean at a pub?
Yeah.
Does he live in the pub?
Comes out only to check out if the shadow's there or not. And he said more winter weather. So I don't care about Buffalo Bert. I don't care about Phil. I want Staten Island Chuck.
What about Dunkirk Dave?
Spring earlier. We didn't even get any results from Dunkirk.
Yeah,
Dunkirk
Dave.
No idea.
Inconclusive.
Inconclusive. I had no idea Buffalo had their own.
Yeah. These groundhogs, do you worry about it now? Do you pick a team? I'm Team Chuck, Staten Island Chuck. And it was funny. I was telling this to my wife. She's like, I'll go with Stan. I go, I didn't say a Stan. I had General Beauregard. You know, we had all these other ones. She goes, you said Stan. I go, I said Staten Island Chuck. Well, whatever. Okay. Now she has a nickname for Staten Island Chuck. It's Stan. For some reason, she heard Stan. But we're liking him because of the early spring.
I just want whatever groundhog is going to let my kid get married in May with no snow.
Oh. Well, they only predict 6 weeks out, TJ.
Yeah.
So, you got 3 months till May.
Let's put
I don't care. Whatever groundhog's going to let that kid get married outside in May with no snow.
I'm going to make a call for you. Staten Island Chuck. We need you to look at B-Morning Coffee Club and in the groundhog world. I said I'm Team Chuck because he says it's going to be early spring. Also, just got reminded that Dunkirk Dave also is on Team Chuck. He's saying early spring. So I'm now Team Chuck and Team Dave to get that early spring groundhog lingo.
This texter saying, come on. Those of us that really, really love winter haven't had one in multiple years. Can we just pick whoever says there's more winter? That would be Puxtawny Phil.
Yes, it would. Mm.
They're on Team Phil. I said I just want the one that says it's going to be nice in May when my kid gets married. And this texter goes, hey, TJ, I want to send good vibes to you and your daughter for the wedding. I was married on May 13th and we had 65 degrees, partly sunny. It will be fine, even in Rochester.
Well, my birthday is the 14th of May.
Yes.
And usually the frost warnings end like the 15th. So you should be good because it's the weekend after.
We all know her birthday because every year, right? It's you because your birthday is closer to hers.
On May
as well.
16th.
And it's like, yeah, all we hear about. So there's no frost. You stop the frost with your birth.
Sure, we'll go with that. You know, because I'm just such a ray of sunshine, right, that it warms it? The entire earth.
Correct.
Yep.
Correct. I'll go with that.
Wow. Hope control there on the weather. I've never looked ahead how my weather's going to be on my birthday.
I'm just trying to get my shine on.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Shut the mic off.
Yep. Mute. What do wives really want? 92.5 WBEE, hanging out with some friends, some couples, and wives were like, you know what? We'd love a surprise every once in a while.
Mm.
My man, no surprises anymore. Nothing spontaneous.
Yeah. I you know what I would love?
What's that?
For Steve to do all the laundry.
Oh, wow.
Just once. I mean, like, walk it down from the hamper, down the three sets of stairs, into the basement, wash said laundry, switch it to the dryer, take it out of the dryer, fold it, walk it back up, and put it in everybody's rooms.
But don't you consider that your workout? He'd be doing your workout then.
What? I'll find another way to work out. Thank you.
Have you ever had one of those chutes from the second, first, down to the basement?
When
laundry chutes?
When I first moved here, we rented a house until we found one, and it had a laundry chute. It was the best day of my life.
Okay.
I just thought it was the best thing ever. Well, until Liam, who was like 3 at the time, started throwing his toys down there. But once, you know, once I told him no, he couldn't do that. But yeah, that's awesome.
Oh yeah, the house that I grew up in, my mom's house, has a laundry chute. There were a lot. It was used for... as games.
Yeah.
See how fast something will go down. Yell down at someone in the basement. See if they can hear you. See how if I whisper.
Everybody has a great time with the laundry chute.
Do you ever see one of those sports videos where they'll throw the ball, run through the building, and catch it? That's what you would have been doing. Dropping it down the chute and trying to run down and catch it. I do believe there's a lot of editing in those videos because they always catch it. But that would be something you would do.
I wonder if anybody's ever put a laundry chute into an old home that didn't have one. Because I would love one of those back. I don't know. Put a hole in a wall. get some pipe.
You and Steve do a lot of DIY projects at the house. So if you got some tips to help them with the laundry chute, thank you.
Yeah, I'd be scared we're hitting electrical and everything else. But hey, I got my laundry chute.
What do wives really want? Another one was brought up, holding hands while walking in public. I actually like that more than Celeste. See, I'll grab her hand and she'll be like, all right, that's enough. My hand's getting sweaty.
Yeah.
She holds it away. Cooking dinner, I like to do that. Writing love notes. Are you big on writing love notes?
We'll send lovey-dovey texts.
Okay.
That's kind of the modern day love notes, right? It's like, I love you, have a great day, see you later.
And then one was brought up, what do wives really want? And I need to work on this one big time. It's next. How about you guys? Brian, tickets on sale now. Get all the info right there, WBEE.com, underneath our concert and events page. And what do wives really want?
Well, I said I want a laundry chute or someone to do the laundry. And this texter goes, hey, I grew up in a house with a laundry chute. Had one now in my grown-up house. I love that they called it a grown-up house. And they just don't put them in anymore because they're a fire hazard, according to this texter.
Huh, I never knew that.
This texter, I would die for a love letter. This era is not for the hopeless romantics.
Something similar to that. I used to write cute notes in her lunch bag. Now we both work from home.
Oh.
Well, I guess you could still pass notes to each other because you're...
Nah.
Slip it on the leftovers on the Tupperware in the fridge.
Like, I'm right here. Why are you writing me notes? That's weird.
Eat before Thursday. Love you. All right. We still got to get to what I need to work on for my wife. Because it is a big issue with me. But what do wives want? I'll share my next 92.5 WBEE.